Have you ever had a race cancel on you last minute and been left disappointed and with a raft of questions? Have you wondered what actually goes into the decision to cancel or postpone an ultra race and how you can stay motivated when the race you've been preparing for is suddenly off the calendar? You're listening to Choose to Endure, the show dedicated to the back of the pack runners, where we ask the questions and share uplifting stories, interviews, gear and training tips specific to the tail end heroes of the ultra universe. My name is Richard Gleave. I've been ultra running since 2017. I have taken on and finished numerous ultra distances from 50Ks all the way up through 200 miles. I'm a qualified USCA ultra running coach, and I'm unashamedly a founder member of the back of the pack. If better understanding of race cancellations, finding ways to stay motivated, and figuring out how to move forwards are things you'd be interested in walking through, then stick around. This one may be for you. Right then, welcome back to the show. Glad to have you with me today. Kind of an interesting topic. I don't know how this one will go. Maybe it's a bit controversial. I'm not sure. This is one that I planned off the back of two recent big race cancellations I noted online. And as I was watching the ensuing mayhem and vitriol of the online commentary that was associated with those cancellations, I was like, man, I got to do an episode on this. I got to figure out what's going on here because people were mad. So let's start by understanding why races get canceled. So right out of the gate, and the one that kicked this all off with Brazos Bend 100 that I was watching, weather, right? So races get canceled due to extreme weather conditions, thunderstorms, high wind, particularly heavy rain, snow. There's a load of safety risks that are associated with slippery trails, with flooding, or if lightning is about in particular. Those are some pretty healthy concerns, right? Along with another common one would be kind of health risks. So we've all just been through COVID, right? So those public health concerns, outbreaks of infectious disease, poor air quality due to wildfires, that can lead to cancellations as well. And the well-being of runners, of volunteers, and of spectators is front and foremost in the mind of the race companies and race directors that are pushing these things. And not around here in Texas, but in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, natural disasters might be a reason why your race gets canceled, right? So thinking earthquakes, wildfires, landslides, those things can make race routes themselves unsafe or in some cases inaccessible completely, which is going to necessitate canceling or, at worst, rerouting the actual race route. And then, of course, permit issues. Sometimes, I've seen this one too very recently, sometimes races are canceled due to issues with securing the necessary permits from local authorities or park services or whatever other regulatory bodies are out there. And that can happen at any time, right up to right before a race, sadly. The other reason we came up with was logistical challenges. So unforeseen logistical hurdles, things like road closures, construction, or a sudden lack of essential services. Those can also lead to race cancellations, but are a bit less common, I would say. So race companies, noting all those things, prioritize, and they have to really, the safety of all participants, right? Running in unsafe conditions is going to lead to serious injuries or worse. The decision to cancel a race is often made both to prevent potential harm and to look after the place where you're racing. From a health consideration standpoint, those public health concerns, particularly in large gatherings, those are pretty critical too. Race organizers have got to adhere to any health advisories or guidelines that are being put out right up to the moment the race starts, and maybe even during the race, to prevent the spread of illness and protect the community's health. From a permit perspective, obtaining permits is a really complex process. It involves many stakeholders in local governments, environmental agencies, community groups, perhaps. So those race directors out there, the people organizing these races, they got to respect the decisions and the requirements of these entities. These are the people that own the places we want to go run. And failing to do that, failing to, you know, respect their decisions can jeopardize future events, not just the current one, as well as the reputation of the organizing body. So, you know, as much as everybody is upset and disappointed, it's really important for the race organizers to maintain good relationships with the permitting entities, local communities, and any other authorities. That's crucial for the sustainability long term of the race. It ensures that we have continued access to these beautiful trails and beautiful venues for future events. And we don't want to do anything like pushing a race and pushing it when they're not wanting it. We don't want to do anything that might sour that. You know, race companies, they try to build a lot of trust with runners and with authorities by making responsible decisions. And handling cancellations professionally and in a transparent way, which hopefully they would do, that's going to strengthen the running community's trust in the race company, as well as those entities that are potentially going to allow them to run the race again next time around. And while these reasons that an organization or an authority might cancel races, they're all very valid, they often leave us, the participant, with a kind of a whirlwind of emotion, especially if it was one of your A races, a really big goal race that we've been training for a significant amount of time. So how do we feel and what can we do about it? That's up next. So first of all, acknowledge your emotions. Yeah, so it's natural to feel let down after months of hard training leading up to a race. You got to acknowledge the disappointment. That's really going to be the first step in you owning coping with it, rather than venting to somebody who is trying to do their job, especially online. You know, runners, like everybody else, we get frustrated. Plans are disrupted. There's finance that's gone into this. If you're traveling to the race, you've had to pay out some sums up front. Yeah, we get it. There's frustration for the disruption, but it's okay to recognize that as a valid response. And for some people, an ultra race is more than just a run. It's a significant emotional investment. Feeling a sense of loss about that is understandable. And other runners, you know, they might feel some sense of relief, especially if you are, like I've often been, undertrained, injured, or really stressed about the race. These are all normal reactions to have. But the idea is that you're going to recognize that and find some positive ways to react and not shower people online with negative feedback, which may or may not be warranted and may or may not be their fault. So from a positive standpoint, feel free to express yourself. Start sharing your feelings with fellow runners, with your friends, with your family. It can be a healthy way to process those emotions. And then try to stay active and engaged in other forms of exercise or activity too, which might help you manage stress and keep your fitness up. Use the extra time to set new goals, whether those are running related or personal or something else. That can help redirect your energy positively. Many running communities offer virtual races or other virtual challenges. Participating in those can provide a sense of accomplishment and community connection, which can be nice in these times too. And then think about researching and planning for another race in the future. So having something to look forward to, something to kind of distract you and take your mind off what's going on right now, that can be motivational too. Another really cool one, if possible, volunteer, right? Races are always looking for volunteers, or even become a spectator to support fellow runners. This can definitely provide you with a different perspective and a different kind of satisfaction. Spend time on non-running related hobbies or interests. Again, could be an excellent way to get some fulfillment. Use the experience to learn more about yourself as a runner and an individual. What does running mean to you? How does it shape your identity and goals? So having figured out some avenues to work through some feelings, how are you going to stay motivated now that your race has been canceled. So once you've acknowledged the disappointment, accept the reality. Once you've done that, that mindset shift can help refocus your energy on what can be controlled versus what cannot. Maybe revisit your why. Remind yourself why you run. Is it for health? Is it to be a part of a community? Is it for the personal challenge? Is it because you love being out there in nature? Whatever it is, you know, reconnecting with your core motivation can definitely help reignite your passion and turn your attention away from the race that you're not going to be able to do. No matter how much you want to, that race is canceled. It's gone. Find another avenue. Get back to why you like to run. And with the race postponed, now might be a time to set some new, different, achievable goals too. These might be related to distance, time, even recovery and strength training. Maybe create a modified training plan. Adjust your training plan to suit your new goals. This is going to give you your structure back and a sense of purpose. Engage with virtual running communities as well for support and motivation. Share your experiences. Learn from others. Design a personal race or a challenge. Run from aid station to aid station and have a donut at each one. That could be fun. That could be different. That could be taking you down a distance or a unique route that you haven't been before. And then when you're doing that, acknowledge small wins. Did you beat a personal time? Did you run a different trail? Celebrate those milestones. That's going to give you that sense of achievement, sense of accomplishment, sense of positivity back, rather than unloading and continuing to unload on people who don't deserve that on the internet, really. Cross-training might be another one. This is a really fun one. Use the time that you now have, potentially, to try other forms of exercise that you may not have been able to get to before, things like cycling or swimming or yoga. We just did a really good episode with Vicky Allen all about Orange Theory Fitness and Camp Gladiator. Maybe you want to give one of those a try. Get out there and experiment with cross-training, which could ultimately enhance your running performance anyway. And while you're doing it, stay connected with your fellow runners. Check in with them. Check in with your running buddies or other groups that are out there. Share your updates, what you're doing. Encourage other people and plan those future runs. You might also think about using this period to hone in on your nutrition and recovery strategies, which are pretty crucial for kind of long-term running success anyway. And keep an eye on any upcoming race opportunities. That can be a big motivator too. So a positive mindset, if you can figure out how to get there, can be a really powerful tool in helping you maintain motivation. Another one might be through diversification. We talked about the cross-training stuff there, but if you can get out and discover some new trails, some new routes to keep your runs exciting, keep them refreshing, here's another thought. You might want to try listening to some running podcasts, maybe some audio books. Get inspired by stories from other runners and experts in the field. There are a load of great podcasts or audio books out there. Particularly for me, I recommend go listen to the HappyCast crew, or maybe Trail Trash, certainly Trail Runner Nation, or my buddy Luis over at Run Shoe Diaries, or heaven forbid, Choose to Endure. Go listen to people. Go interact and engage. So with goals realigned, making the best of the situation is maybe where we should think about going next, adapting to the change, reframe the situation, view the cancellation or postponement as an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for some extra training time, or maybe even take a well-deserved break if you need to. You might want to keep a regular running and training routine, or you might want to take some time off completely. Either way, use the time to address areas of weakness, perhaps, whether it's getting in some hill running, a bit of speed work, get some endurance going. Maybe you want to focus on strength training. You can go out there and build muscle, improve endurance. It's going to help you prevent injuries down the line. Maybe look at improving your form. Go talk to a coach or use other resources online. There's loads of YouTube episodes out there that are going to help you refine your running technique for efficiency and more injury prevention. maybe go, heaven forbid, actually do a track workout, which I hate personally, or even a treadmill session, which I hate more than track. But that will at least mix things up and keep it a little interesting. Find and look for some virtual runs. Those can provide a sense of competition and achievement as well. And then watch documentaries, get motivated, get inspired by other ultra running shows, gain some insights, gain some inspiration back. So if you're going to choose to rest and recover, maybe you want to get into things like foam rolling, stretching. Take the time just to full-on unwind, disconnect. Look for other hobbies or activities you enjoy, but maybe don't have time for usually. Help out at local races. Join a running club as a volunteer. Support other runners in their training. Organize and participate in virtual meetups. Go do a talk at a running group, or maybe host a webinar related to running. You know, just try to stay active in online running forums, any kind of social media group, and engage with content that keeps you connected to the running world. So while we find new ways to channel our energy, it's equally important to address your mental well-being during these times too, because it seems people are losing that the moment those cancellations go, because it's such an emotional investment from people up front over a significant amount of time. So that's going to be the focus for the last section, highlighting the importance of mental health as a component, a key component really of running. And we talk a lot about how mental and emotional well-being are really as crucial as physical health for runners, especially when you're facing a disappointment like a race cancellation. Mental health can have a really positive, well, running, let me say, I should say, can have a really positive impact on mental health. But it's a two-way street. Running can be both beneficial and challenging for mental health. So trying to find balance there is pretty important. Accept and acknowledge the disappointment. Accept the situation and then look to move forwards. Find the silver linings. Encourage yourself to look for positive aspects or positive opportunities that are arising from the cancellation. And stay connected with the running community for support and for shared experiences. Overcoming these kinds of challenges, including race cancellations, can actually help you build mental resilience, which you can then turn around and use on the next training block or the next race that you go and sign up for. View the setbacks as a learning opportunity and an opportunity to grow and improve as a person and as a runner. And definitely, as you're going about your business following on the cancellation, celebrate the small victories. You know, it's important to acknowledge and celebrate those accomplishments in whatever your training brings next. So we've navigated through understanding race cancellations. We talked about dealing with emotions. We talked about how then am I now going to stay motivated and make the most of the situation while continuing to prioritize your mental health. Remember, every challenge is an opportunity to grow stronger as a runner and also as a person. Though races may be canceled, our spirit and our passion for running endure, and it's about managing those in a positive way. Join the conversation on social media platforms, share your stories, and feel free to share how you navigated through these challenges. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. That'll do it for this quick roundup on race cancellations. I hope that wasn't too heavy, but I felt like it was important because there is so much nastiness is probably the only way to say it, going out and about over there that probably isn't warranted. Nobody wants to have a race cancellation, but sometimes these things happen. And I think it's important to remind people that, yes, it is difficult and you do have a lot of emotional and financial and time investment in this. And you've been training for these things for a long time, but sometimes these things are out of your control. And it's important not to get too caught up in all the negativity around it and think about, okay, It happened. I can't change that. What am I going to do now to think and flip my mindset to a more positive version? What do I now have time to do that I wasn't going to be able to do before? How can I change my view? What more is there out there for me? What other races do I have going on? I just think it's important to share the message that, you know, go find something positive as a result of this. Don't just unload on people online. I don't think that's fair to them, and it's not fair to you. Okay, that said, don't forget to subscribe to the show here and get notified each time a new episode comes out. And I'd love if you would go out, follow, share, and review on whatever platform it is that you listen. Doing those things, it helps with the algorithms. That's going to help other people find the show. We've got a lot to share, a lot of messages that I would love to get out there, and a lot of people that I think might want to hear a message. So if you can do that, that would be fantastic. I would really appreciate it. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. We're over at choosetoendure.com as well, and I'm trying to get up and going on YouTube if you would prefer to see the video version. So be sure to head over there and check us out. And if you go over to YouTube or you're listening to me here on any other podcast platform, I am wearing the greatest hat today, Alter Ego. Go look up their hats. I absolutely adore this hat. It's fantastic. I'm going to go get more. But go check us out and jump into conversations just like this one if you have a moment. Love the feedback. We value everybody's opinion here. That's what makes this community great. Until then, run long, run strong, stay positive, and keep choosing to endure.
Thanks for running with us at the Choose to Endure podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. We had a blast. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. Keep racking up the miles and the stories, and we'll catch you at the next trailhead. Until then, remember to run long, run strong.